Today, the White House says President Trump will offer a plan to do this.
We will build gleaming new roads, bridges, highways, railways, and waterways all across our land.
The White House says it wants to spend $1.5 trillion on infrastructure. Most of that money, though, would not be federal money. It's hoped that state and local governments, plus the private sector, would pay. Congressman Peter DeFazio is the top Democrat on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, so he's one of the lawmakers who would consider all this. Congressman, good morning.
Steve, good morning.
Can you support some version of the president's plan?
Well, I can support a robust infrastructure plan that makes real federal investment, restores our partnership with the states and localities, and there can be, in some places, a what's called P3 or a private-public partnership component. But what they're proposing here has no funding source. They're some vaguely talking about cutting other infrastructure or transportation or something to fund it. We don't know. There has to be real investment. There's a couple of big problems here. I mean, Paul Ryan is absolutely opposed to raising the user fee, the gas tax, has been raised since 1993. The president needs to take the lead on funding. An imaginary $200 billion of cuts somewhere else to fund this is not going to get us where we need.
Let me make sure that we're clear on what you're saying. $200 billion is the number that the White House has used as their share, the federal share, to be precise, of the infrastructure plan. You're saying in order to raise that money, you would have to raise the gas tax, which is the largest single source of funding for federal transportation spending.
A gas tax hasn't been raised since 1993. 25 states have gone ahead and raised gas taxes or other fees to fund transportation. They're doing their share. The feds aren't. This was an Eisenhower program started in the 50s, 60 years ago. It was paid for by a user fee. Ronald Reagan put transit into it. He said, we can't ignore our cities. It's time to for the federal government to step up. It doesn't have to be a gas tax. There are other ways you can raise revenue, but we need more federal revenue. You can't say we're going to cut somewhere else.
Suppose that the president came a little closer to your view, Congressman. I'd like to ask a basic political question. Democrats are early in an election year. Democrats are hoping to capture at least one House of Congress. And there is a debate in your party as to whether to cooperate with the president on anything or whether there's just no benefit in that. In the end, he's going to make you look bad. Do you want to cooperate with this president on infrastructure?
This is ultimately about the United States of America. We used to have a transportation system, the envy of the world. Now we're almost a laughingstock. The deterioration, 140,000 bridges need repair replacement on the national highway system. 40% of the roads need to be totally rebuilt. And we have a $100 billion backlog in transit. People are dying or have been dying because in Washington, D.C., because of the deteriorated transit system.
Well, is that a yes? So, is that a yes, though? You would work with the president to get a bill that he would sign?
If the president will help me roll Paul Ryan and get a meaningful bill with real investment, I'll work across the aisle. I'll work with anybody.
If the president will help you roll Paul Ryan, you're saying. In other words, you don't think
that... That's essentially, yes. Paul Ryan is opposed. I've been talking to Paul for years. I said, let's just index the gas tax and bond. No, can't do that. We're Republicans. We don't raise taxes.
Oh, well, index it, meaning it goes up with inflation and so forth. I
right.
understand.
I've proposed that we would index the diesel tax, the gas tax. We could bond $500 billion for surface and pay it back with long-term bonds. No new unpaid-for debt, unlike their tax bill, unlike last week's bill in the House. And the Senate. So this would be paid for, but it would be an increment. And it would never go more than 1.5 cents a gallon a year. I say, who's going to lose their election over 1.5 cents a gallon increase in the gas tax? And no one ever raises their hand.
Well, you never know, I suppose. Just a few seconds left here, Congressman. I'd like to ask if you think that the future of the country, or at least of the economy, is at stake here.
Absolutely. I mean, we're falling behind. Look around the rest of the world. I mean, and the president nailed it when he said, you got airports that need work, our harbors need work, our sewer water systems need work, and certainly our transportation systems need all of that is at risk. We need to make federal investment. We need to be a federal partner. You can't say it's a 20-80 match. It's always been 80-20.
You're talking about percentages between the federal and state and local. That's where the debate will be.
System.
Congressman, got to stop you there. Congressman
line.
Peter DeFazio, appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Steve.